What I learned the most about finding inner peace is that you can't have true inner peace without having mutual respect and love in your heart for everyone around you. And we're human. We're gonna argue with other people. And people aren't gonna like us, and that's okay. But I think it's really important to not hate the people that don't like us, to just let go. Like, if you have issues with people from when you were younger, or issues with people from whenever it was, like, you start to realize, like, do I need to hold on to this anger in my heart? Is it necessary, or can I kind of just squash this beef? Like, why do I have it? What's the point? And when Francesco was getting very sick, him and I were really learning that. We didn't want problems with people. We just wanted, we had love in our heart. We're losing everything. And when you lose everything, you start to realize what life is about. And all the pettiness that we fight about, it's just not worth it. It's not. And when I really started to realize this idea of letting go of anger, letting go of pettiness, letting go of past arguments, whatever it was when Francesco got very sick. When he got very sick towards his last 2 weeks, a lot of people were reaching out. And these were people that we haven't spoken to in forever, or new people, whatever it was, right? And I said to Francesco, you know, for example, somebody that he used to hate in his past, oh, look who reached out to you. And he would say, like, wow, that's so nice of them. Like, I thought we hated each other. It's nice to see that they put it to the side. And I'm like, that is nice to see. You know, it's beautiful to see. For me, I remember a lot of girls were like reaching out to him that I had problems with as his friends, because back in the day when we were younger, he had certain friends that wouldn't really respect my boundaries as a girlfriend. Like, if you were to show me this scenario years ago, I'm like, I'll never let go of this anger towards them. I hate those girls and I'll be mad at them forever. And it's like, no, you won't. You won't when you're losing everything. You won't when you start to realize what life is about. You won't when you're really looking for happiness. You won't. You won't hold on to that. So when these girls were reaching out to him, I was so happy to see it. And when I say happy, I mean like really embracing them coming to Francesco and saying, you know, I hope everything works out, or reaching out even to me and saying, I hope everything works out. And I really wanted to show him. It was very important to me to show him that I really let go of all that anger, and that I was so happy to hear from these people. And I wanted to make sure that he saw his phone, because there was a time where he was really, really sick his last week and he really couldn't touch his phone. And he said to me, like, keep tabs on my phone. If somebody's calling or texting, like, let me know and I'll try my best. He was losing energy. And there were people that were reaching out that, again, I really thought I would never want him to talk to again. And here I am, like, please talk to him. You know, I want to put you on the phone with him. Like, I want you to have that time. It doesn't matter if me and you had problems or you and him had problems. Like, you're still showing up right now to show your respect. And that's so important to us. It really was. And, you know, without realizing, letting go of that anger in the moment, like, I thought it was, I was doing it for him, and I was, because I wanted him to feel as at peace as he could. It was for myself as well, because I was really just letting go, and it felt so good. It felt so good to not hate people, right? I mean, even another example, like I said in other episodes, Francesco and I had times where we were not together, and he dated a whole nother person in his journey of being alive. And I hated that. I was like, oh, you have another girlfriend. And at the time, like, you know, me and him were trying to figure out if we wanted to make it work. So I'm like, oh, now you have another girlfriend in the mix of you and I. And I remember me and her had some words back in the day. We hated each other. I'm like, you're his new girlfriend. He's still thinking about me. And I'm like, you know, whatever it was, the pettiness that we argue about. And the girl's like, screw you. He's with me now. She reached out to me a couple of days before he passed away, and she said, I'm sorry if this comes off overbearing, something like this. And I just want to say that I really hope that Francesco gets better. Send him my love. And I want to send you my love and say, like, you know, I'm so sorry that this is going on between you guys. Like, you guys deserved forever. And I'm sorry I got in the way of your love. And I mean, it was just so graceful to get that text or get that DM and see that, like, people are willing, when you're watching something so serious happen in life, we're willing to find that peace. But it's like, why does it take that? I mean, why did me and that girl have to go so many years, like, hating each other? And it's just, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. And I read that message and I showed Francesco right away. I'm like, hey, like, your ex-girlfriend reached out and she wrote something so beautiful. And I wanted him to know that, you know, she was sending her love to him, because he thought too, like, oh, like, my ex, of course she hates me. And for him to understand that people were dropping whatever baggage that they had towards us and vice versa, it really helped us so much. When Francesco passed, and now I was by myself, I remember getting so many edible arrangements sent to my house. And I remember saying, like, where are these all coming from? And I'm reading the notes and I'm seeing, like, old friends of mine that, for example, I had a big friend group back in the day. And I was super close to them and we all just separated and went our separate ways. And we kind of hated each other for that. Like, screw you for leaving me and screw you for you, this, whatever it was. And they're sending me edible arrangements and saying, hey, like, you know, we haven't spoken forever, but we're here if you need something. And to get that love from people that, like, you didn't even know you needed it from, to feel that they're willing to just open that door for you and say, hey, by the way, you're going through a rough time and I don't hate you. And if you need something, I'm here. It was like everything. It meant so much. And I can almost go as far and say that, like, when Francesco on his last couple of days was feeling that energy from people, people coming around that he had issues with and giving him that love, or I had issues with him or whatever it was, and we were getting that, it almost put his soul in a place where he can really rest in peace. You know, like, that's the goal. Like, I feel like before we pass away, they say rest in peace. Well, before you leave Earth, like, you want to find that peace. And that last minute that he had in that last week, we were cramming in finding that peace. But I just want to say, like, why don't we live in peace? We live in anger. We live in suffering. We live in fuck yous. Why? Why? I don't understand it, especially now being in a place of really not hating anyone. I mean, when he passed and people were sending me these gifts, I've repaired friendships. I've even grown friendships with people where I never thought I would have them before. And it was a very beautiful thing. And it helped me so much. I actually had a friend recently on me and Francesco's anniversary on February 24th this year, after he's passed, my first anniversary without him alive, I got a text message to my phone. And it was like, you got an Amazon gift card for $50. And I was like, what the hell? Like, did someone accidentally send this to me? I was so confused. And I get a text from my old friend and she's like, hey, like, did you happen to get my Amazon gift card? Like, I sent it. Like, I would love for you, because she knows I love soup. Buy some soups on Amazon and get yourself something nice. And, you know, use this day to really embrace you. And I literally, like, I swear, I read the text message. I put my phone down. I'm like, this is the life I always wanted to live. Like, I don't need to be best friends with everybody. You know, people in the past that aren't aligned in my life now, like, they don't need to be my best friend like they used to be. But to have this beautiful mutual respect where I genuinely wish them nothing but the best. I want to see them grow in life and be everybody that I know that they want to be, that they used to tell me when they were younger what they want to do in their lives. That's what I want. I just want to see the people that I love happy. I want to be happy. And it all comes from letting go. Letting go of that pettiness. Oh my God, it's such a game changer. I mean, if there's anything that you need to take away from this, is be that bigger person, right? Like, let's say you have a problem with somebody and they hate you. You don't need to hate them back. Leave them a text on their phone and say, hey, it's okay if you hate me. It's okay if you want to keep having issues after this. But on my end, I want to let you know that I wish you nothing but the best. And I truly mean this. Like, I don't want issues. And I just hope you know that. It was important for me to communicate that. Now, that weight lift off your shoulder. Because you let go. They want to hate you after that. That's on them. Now they can carry that. But you're free. You're free. To live free is a different kind of way of living. And I'm finally in a position of that kind of peace. It's so important for us as humans. It's so important in grieving and just trying to heal as a human. Like, this is key. I can also talk about my cousins, right? So I do long distance with my family. I have my mom's side of the family who lives in New York. My parents got divorced when I was 1 year old, and my dad's side lives in Pennsylvania. So I've always done long distance with my dad's side of the family. And as a result to the long distance, we really never had close relationships as we grown up. And it kind of really, it made us resent each other in a little bit of a way, I would say. Like for me, it's kind of like, well, you know, screw you guys, you know, I'm so far and I feel like no one cares about me. And for them, they're like, you know, screw you, like you kind of never come around. So there was like this weird energy. And I used to say to Francesco all the time, it makes me so sad that I don't have these relationships with my cousins. I mean, we're all around the same age. Like, why is that? And he used to always tell me, like, put in that effort, you know, like call them or whatever. And I was kind of just like, you know, and for holidays, I would always go at Francesco's side of the family or my mom or whatever it was. And I never put in that effort. And I never realized that if I just took that extra step and put in that effort, we would have had that relationship. I mean, we are in control of our lives. We complain and bitch about things. And it's like, for what? When they're fixable, right? So after Francesco passed, my first holiday without him alive was Easter. And my cousins reached out to me and they said, listen, you know, you're more than welcome to come to Outer Banks with us for Easter. I know that you usually don't really come to these things. And we also know you're going through a hard time, but we'd love to have you. For me, my first instinct was like, I don't know, because I want to be with people during this time that I'm really comfortable with. I don't know if being with my cousins is a good idea because I don't have these close relationships. And what happens if I need someone to cry on? Maybe they'll like push me away. Or I was just scared about taking that step. And what I realized by my cousins offering me to come to Outer Banks for Easter was them, that was their way of trying to show up for me. And if I said no to going, I would have been rejecting their help. Oftentimes, we don't realize it, but we complain that people don't show up for us. But sometimes we don't realize people are trying and we're just not letting them in. And I was like, you know what? Like, my cousins are trying. Let me try. I have two options here anyway for Easter, right? I can either do what I'm used to doing, which is being with my mom and then going with Francesco's family because Francesco's parents are like, come with us for Easter. Or I could start making a change in my life. Start doing things that I'm not used to doing. Start building relationships with people that I never had. Like, take that risk. So I go to Outer Banks and I pack my bag. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I bring Francesco's airport pillow with me and I'm really scared, honestly. Like, I didn't know how it was going to go or what to expect. And when I first get there, my cousins like said to me, they're like, oh, like, what's the pillow around your neck? And I'm like, oh, Francesco's airport pillow. And I honestly was a little bit almost insecure to tell them that it was Francesco's airport pillow because I wasn't sure if they were going to think like, okay, like that's a little weird. But they were so like, no way, like I love that pillow. Can I see it? And like they were embracing the situation. They were understanding that that was my piece, like his pillow. And I can feel I was in a safe place. Like they set up the scene for me right away. And once they opened that door for me to feel safe, like I opened up to them and we automatically really embraced our week together. There was one night in Outer Banks, I'll never forget it. We were outside, we've got this beautiful house on the beach and we're sitting out on the balcony in this house and looking over at the ocean, and my cousins were like, you guys want to go around in a circle and talk about our favorite thing about each other? And I was like, oh, like I would love, you know, I love that idea. And we were playing this game of like, we go around a circle and we answer questions and, you know, what's your biggest regrets with each other? What could we have done better? Things that we love about each other, favorite memories with each other when we were younger. And we really like got to know each other on such a beautiful level. And it was so, I was so in the moment. My phone was down. You know, at the time I wasn't even on social media. The last thing I was thinking about touching my phone and just embracing these new relationships that I never knew I needed. I needed my cousins. This is my family. Like, where have these people been my whole life? Like, I was always so stuck in my world of relationship and this is my life. And I was like neglecting like a whole part of me that I deserve to have. I want that. And There was also another day that my cousins were like, oh, why don't you write a note to Francesco and we'll put it in the Tito's bottle and we'll throw the big vodka bottle into the ocean. I think that'd be really nice. And it was so therapeutic to do. Like, they came up with these beautiful ideas that really helped me heal. And these are people that I never had these interactions with. I would have never knew would be so graceful with me. I am so blessed that I went on that trip and I took that leap into that new life, because they are now my new chapter. They should have been always my new chapter, but sometimes it takes, things align at certain times. And what I realize is that I was looking for comfort during my healing process, but what really is comfort? Because we create our own comfort. Comfort is repetition, right? So you do something the first time, it's not comfortable. But if you go hang out with X amount of people 4 times in a row, that's your new comfort. You can find comfort in many different areas of your life. Like, Francesco's family is my comfort. My mom is my comfort. My cousins are my comfort. And I never had that. And, you know, during the summer, after the Outer Banks trip, I spent a lot of my summer with them. We have a big group chat. We talk all the time. Hung out with them another time in the summer. Went again at another point in the summer. Next thing you know, like, these are my people. And I'm like, I love this. Like, I spent so much time complaining to Francesco. I want these relationships. I don't understand. Why do they hate me? And I'm like, all it took was sending a fucking text. It takes two in a relationship, right? Like, you want to build this relationship, let people know, communicate. And I never did that. For what? I spent more time worrying about the fact that I didn't have it instead of going and getting it. You know, like, it was so silly. And what I really just learned from all of this is that we have control over our lives. We can say, hey, I don't want to carry this baggage anymore. I don't want to have problems with you guys anymore. And like I said in the beginning, we can't control how other people feel towards us, but we can control how we handle it. And I'm in a position in my life where the way I handle things is with grace. I got no hate in my heart. I just love. So if you hate me, that's on you. I love everybody. Literally, like, that is just how it is. And that is peace. That is happiness. That is what I've been craving all along. And I always felt like I couldn't get it, but I could control, like, where I'm at in my life. I could control building better relationships with people. And if they reject it, I could still control how I feel about it. No matter what, I'm always in a good place because I've always done what I could to build the life that I want. And with that, I'm happy. We deserve to be free. We deserve to feel happy. We deserve to be at peace, and we could set ourselves free. It only takes just making those steps and just letting go.